what has been your biggest professional challenge and how did you overcome it?
Definitely working on Winding Stream was the hardest thing. And it was the hardest thing because I thought it was going to be the easiest thing. And that was really humbling. I even wrote a song about it because it was so humbling. And it's called Your First Mistake. And the idea is, my friend Paul Steckler, who's a great filmmaker, told me one day, you know, I was bemoaning the fact that I had been working on, at that point, I'd been working on Winding Stream for 5 years, and it was had already exceeded the length of anything I'd ever done as an independent filmmaker. And I thought, there was no end in sight. And I said, Paul, I don't know what's going on. This was supposed to be the easiest film I ever made. It has Johnny Cash in it. It has all these famous people in it. It's got this great American story. Why is it so hard? You know, I thought this was going to be easy. And he said, and that was your first mistake. And it's true. As soon as I thought it was going to be a cakewalk, I fell into a trap. So now I don't think anything's easy. I just like brace myself and I put one foot in front of the other. But that was extremely humbling. And it was also humbling because I had just come off Welcome to the Club. It got nominated for a Grammy Award. It got played on public television. People loved it. This is so great. It launched these women's careers. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yay. So I thought the next film was going to be a natural progression. And what I've learned with filmmaking especially is there is no guaranteed natural progression. And even really, really big filmmakers will tell you that they come off successes and that doesn't mean that the next thing that they do is going to be easily fundable or easily doable. That was the hardest thing. And it took me a long time to wrap my head around it. The other thing that was happening at the same time was the technology was changing. So all the kinds of deals and fundraising, all the ways that I had learned to put a film in place had fallen apart. And I was in the middle of it and couldn't see it. Like I had no perspective. I was, you know, the frog in the boiling water going, something's wrong here. I don't know what's wrong. Something's wrong. And that was a huge thing to realize and overcome. I mean, I learned great lessons from that film, but in the middle of it, I ended more than 1 year sobbing because another year had passed and this damn thing was still not done. And how was that possible? And, you know, and now I look at that and I go, that poor kid, she was such a mess back then. This is the way of the world in what I've chosen. But I really kind of had a streak of hubris there where I thought it was all going to fall into place. And it didn't. And it was humbling.
But then it did.
And when it did, I was so grateful for it that it was probably a good thing that I was humbled because I was truly shocked. By the time it opened at South by Southwest and it got great reviews and it played in theaters and it went to all these festivals, I was like, huh, what do you know? I had completely lost perspective. So it was kind of like a real exciting little ride because it was the last thing at that point that I thought was going to happen.